It's me again, and on the Virtual Mentors for Psych4Care, and I'm with the legendary Symbiote Sadiq. She's someone that has a lot of experience in cybersecurity and has made a lot of impact in, like, voluntary efforts with CyberSafe Foundation, No Go for MAGA, and CyBlack. Yeah, Cynthia, thank you for joining me today. Can you just give me a quick intro of yourself?
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Sadiq Symbiote. I'm a cybersecurity professional, and basically my experience spans around security operations, talking about vulnerability assessment, incident response, among others. And also I've worked for a lot of organization in like different sectors, from financial to education, and I've also implemented projects in Africa. Just to improve and increase cybersecurity capabilities for organizations and individuals. Aside from that, I volunteer. I do some volunteering work with CyberSafe Foundation, and my favorite really is Cyber Girls. I champion and pioneered No Go for MAGA, where we had the first Africa storied cybersecurity awareness handbook. It was super amazing. I mean, we get to write like stories of scams in a very basic and understanding way. Currently, I volunteer for CyBlack and CyberRick as well, and I'm also a full-time cybersecurity professional. In addition, I also do mentoring. Well, some passive mentoring really, but I do like quite a few of active mentoring for most times young girls who are passionate about getting into cybersecurity. I also have some certifications because I mean, why not? You need to validate your experience and also show proof to your employer, potential employer, that you have some certain skills. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, thanks for that intro. Sorry to digress, but you said something about incident response, and I just wanted to get a better idea on, like, what it's like to be to actually respond to a security incident, like, from your perspective. Sorry, this wasn't planned. I'm just curious about it.
There is blood rush and there's this anxiety that comes with incidents. I think it's worse when there's like a very small team, to be very honest, and then there's not exactly like a routine or maybe someone on call to be very specific, and then you just go to bed on Friday thinking you're going to have a very nice weekend. But lo and behold, you're waking up by 4 a.m. with a call from your manager saying, oh, there's an incident and you need to actually respond to it. It can be quite draining and tiring, but I think the aftermath is very interesting. I mean, like, oh my God, there's an incident, and then I solved it, able to like fix it and everything. But in general, it could be like the blood rush and anxiety is real, basically. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, thanks for that. I guess side notes for you guys getting into cybersecurity: when you get on the job, the first thing you should ask is if there's an incident response plan, to reduce the chaos that might ensue in the case of an incident. So yeah, like, why did you get into cybersecurity?
I think the long and short answer is curiosity, and because I just wanted to do something different. I mean, I don't want to go into the whole story of how and why I get into cybersecurity, but it was out of curiosity and just the fact that it was just a few that was just upcoming. I mean, when I was trying to get into it. So yeah, I'm like, why not?
Yes. So, follow-up question to that is, how did you actually do it? How did you get there?
Okay, I'll come from two different angle, and that's because I studied cybersecurity as a course, right? And which means I intentionally went to a cyber cafe and picked cybersecurity as my course of study.
Yeah.
How I got there was just a case of just Googling and checking what cybersecurity is about. And I mean, just like everyone else, the only thing I saw was hacking. And yeah, that was really, I mean, why not? We watch a lot of movies around like hacking and what the bad guys do. And then I figured that they
actually. So did you go and buy a hoodie?
No, I mean, I didn't see a hoodie. It was just a case of hacking. I'm like, oh, okay, so there's something called hacking, and then now that I can try to stop. Well, I thought we were going to stop them, but apparently you can't really stop them. Really, you can really just try to minimize, you know, the impacts. But anyway, so that was it, and then I picked the course. I went to school, 5 years. Study cybersecurity, and even though I saw some courses that I wasn't expecting, because really, I think one of the reasons why I was very excited about security was, oh, at least I wouldn't have to do maths. I had to, so yeah, that's fine. I mean, yeah. I scaled through, so yeah.
So after, what happened after the degree? Did you just, you know, after you graduated, companies were chasing after you? Come on, work for us. Come on, work for us. Or like, how did you actually get your first role?
I think the interesting was I got my first role before I left school.
Oh,
right.
And that's hot kick.
I like to tell people that, I mean, I call it my privilege, like every damn time. Yeah. And what happened was while we were in 500 level, we had this group of, we had this, like class group kind of, not like the whole class, but some people were like, you know, same, just same mindset. Or vision and mission, right? And then we just form this group, and then we get to learn stuff around cybersecurity. And I'll just say, fortunately for us, within that period, there was this organization coming to Nigeria. And at that time, we're like the first school to have cybersecurity as a course. And then they reached out to say, you know what, give me one of like 5 or 6 of your best guys. To my surprise, I was there, because really, I mean, academically, I wasn't like the best, like, set of people, but then people could see what I couldn't see. But yeah, I was there, and that was how we went through this very long interview process. And yeah, so the job was literally waiting for me to just, you know, submit my project and like, oh yeah, you're welcome. So yeah, that was it.
Wow, that's awesome. Not everyone has that opportunity, but then, I mean, you might see it, or some people might see it as you got lucky, and yes, there was definitely some luck there, but I think throughout your degree, you were literally preparing yourself for that opportunity, because you were very, you know, like you said, you were very active, you had this, I mean, everybody knew you were really passionate about it, and that's what led to, like, when the opportunity came, if you were not prepared, like, you wouldn't have been on that list at the end of the day. So yes, there's that privilege and there's that luck, but I like to think of it as, you know, you have to prepare yourself for you to be able to even get lucky. So yeah, acknowledge your efforts as well.
Actually, I mean, I totally agree, because I mean, aside from having to go to classes, I was like that classmate that was always at the forefront of, oh, we need to do assignments. Can I put in, like, you know, all of the efforts? You know, can we do this? Can we do that?
And I'm sure you were the person everybody wanted in their group work as well.
Yeah, right. Yes, absolutely. I mean, because I just wanted to, like, you know what, we need to get this thing right. We need to do this, we need to do that. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for that. That was a really interesting story. So what, like, can you walk me through, like, what your job is like currently? Like, what are you currently doing?
Currently, basically, I'll just say a consultant, like an information security consultant. And basically what I do is I help clients. My clients, I mean, like, businesses, organizations who want to build or improve their cybersecurity posture. So I come into a client site, where maybe like walk in physically or virtually, either way really, and then try to assess the organization and see what they can do better, and really based on some very key standards or frameworks that's been built really to improve mission security for organization. Yeah, so I think that's like the long and short of it, basically. So basically it's like help business organization improve their security posture.
Awesome. So you do a lot of like advisory and all that. And permission for going off course of the predefined questions, but
That's fine.
I think this will be interesting. So what skills do you think for your current job, right? What skills are the most important? What skills do you use the most? Or is it that you just go and say, no, don't do that. Kai, don't do that. Don't do that. You have to do it this way. What you are doing currently is very stupid, and you have to change because I said so. Like what, how do you actually do it, and like what skills do you make use of the most?
I think first is communication. Like, you need to know how to communicate with your clients, because I think sometimes one thing I actually realize is it's not a case of they don't want to put some things in place. It's just a case of they don't know how. And I mean, that is why they're inviting you as a consultant or ad advisor. So it's a case of, oh, you have to use, like, should I say, a very practical way of present your findings. Oh yes, tell them what they're doing right in the first place. I think that's like a very good approach, and then you can now follow up with, oh, this is what you should do better, because you can't come head somewhere with, you know what, this is wrong, you're not doing this right. I mean, that is why I hired you literally. So that's like very, very good your communication, and be able to find a middle ground to just make them understand what you need them to do, basically.
Basically, just sandwich it. Start
Yeah,
with the
sandwich.
good stuff, and then sneakily talk about what they can do better, and then end it on a
Yeah,
good
I
note.
mean, some people push back, some people are going to push back, but it's a case of, oh yes, I understand you, I know where you're coming from, but based on some certain standards and framework, this is the best practice. It'd be nice if you can do this, that kind of sweet stuff. And yeah.
Nice. Thanks for that. So, what advice do you have for people that are just getting started in their cybersecurity journey?
I think first is try not to overwhelm yourself with too many information, because there's a lot of free resources, there's a lot of free information out there that you can literally spend your 24 hours for the next 5 years learning and learning, right? I think you need to be very strategic about what you want to learn, and try to focus on what you need to learn to get your first job, because you cannot just be jumping from one course, one training, one boot camp, one program to another. If you're not strategic about what you're doing, you could just end up learning everything and learning nothing. So try to, be very strategic about your learning. And I'll have said find a mentor, but I know how hard it is to get mentorship, to be honest. And I really don't blame people or professionals, because you're actually working like very hard and a whole lot. And the little time you have, you just want to rest, not having to deal with other people. But yes, if you can find a passive mentor, go ahead. And by passive mentor, I mean just find someone you look up to, and thank God for LinkedIn. Look at their career projection, look at the skills they've built over the years, and you can like tap from that experience. And probably once in a while, just reach out to them and ask questions, because I think one very good thing about the cybersecurity community is they are very willing to answer your questions if you come correct, because I think that's like the most important. You can't just come and say,
Very
"Hi,
important.
I want to call. What do you want?" Like, very straight to the point, and ask like very reasonable question, not something you can easily find, on the internet. Then you just want to bombard people with so many information. Then, if you can, document your learning experience. And when I tell people document, I'm not even coming from the angle of having to post on social media. Well, it's good if you can, but not everybody wants to do that. By documenting, I mean you should have probably like a notepad or something where you're able to say, "Oh, so this is the skills I learned, and this is what I've gained from these skills." And that way you can easily like reflect back to see where you're at, where you're coming from, the skills you need, and what you've ticked off, in trying to get some certain skills. Then if you can, should I say, sell yourself or promote yourself using social media, I mean, absolutely, why not? Please do, because I mean, as much as people don't like to do that, I think there's like so many benefits. I mean, people are watching, people are listening, and you just be like the first person to come to mind when there's like an opening. Because trust me, when I see people post about security and then there's like something I need to, reach out to someone on, they're probably like the first person I'm going to reach out to. I don't know you, because I mean, you're learning your stuff in your room, which is not bad really. I'm just saying, if you want to put yourself out there, please by all means do it. And if you can, volunteer. And by volunteering, you come from like different angle. Could be a case of when you learn stuff and then you see someone struggling, you can try to help them. And I mean, for you, it's a good thing too, because it means you could have to like make more research, and then you're able to like retain, you know, the knowledge and skills which you learn. So volunteer, I mean, different capacity. It could be like for conferences, helping people out, you know, and all of that. Then the last but not the least is community. All right, try to join a community or two. And that's because, well, I mean, some people are not like self-motivated, to be very honest. I mean, so you need to understand who you are and what works for you. If you think you don't need the community to probably, I don't know, grow faster, I mean, that's fine. But I think for cybersecurity, it helps a lot because you have like so many questions, and the community just helps to answer like some of those questions. And also, if you need like motivation, there are these people in the community that are, like, very gingered, you know, high energy, and you're able to just like tap from their energy once in a while when they're like very, very low. So yeah, that's it basically.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, Psycheer, one of the perks that comes with Psycheer is you automatically be added to the Psycheer learners community, and something where you can connect with other learners, you can network, you can, and we share like job opportunities as well. You can share what you're working on and get feedback from other people, and you know,
I think, sorry to interrupt you, that's one very interesting thing about communities. Like there are job openings out there, you might search and not find them, like very yeah. weird. But I keep seeing people posting like, I don't understand, like, where is this person getting this job opportunity for? It just makes a lot of sense, readiness, because people find, you know, stuff differently. People get share like a lot of information, you know.
Yeah.
And all of that. So yeah, I remember there's a time where it felt like there was no job opportunities, but I was in groups where every second and minute someone keeps saying, please, I need a referral for this role with this skill. And I'm like, wow. So yeah,
yeah.
Like, I mean, why not? If you can, not like if you can really, you should join a community. You actually yeah. should.
Definitely. There are lots of benefits to that, and I don't think there's anything to lose by participating and being active in a community. So, so if you could go back and change anything, is there anything you would do differently in your career?
I mean, I've reflected back a lot of times, and I just feel like every single step and decision I've made really has brought me here. And I don't know what would have happened if probably I've made like different decision. So I'm just focused on what it is really, rather than what would have been. So for now,
yeah.
I can't really think of anything I would have done differently, really. Well, maybe go study cybersecurity abroad. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's not too late anyway.
Yeah, well. But yeah, that's it basically.
Yeah. You said you talked about skills, you know, that you use as a consultant. That's very important as a consultant. But in terms of entry level people like trying to get their first role or people in their first role, what skills are the most important? You know, like what qualities do you want to see in people like that?
I think first is patience. Like, I'm saying patience because I feel like people come into cybersecurity expecting so much. By so much, it means a case of I'm going to get my first role in 2 months. I'm going to get that big, huge amount of money in 3 months.
It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm just going to, you know, drive the best cars in like 7 months, really. So I think people need to be more patient because really it's a process. I mean, it's possible that some people might have it like easier and faster, which I mean, you could like get like your very first big role in 1 year, less than a year. It happens.
Yeah.
But I think people getting into cybersecurity needs to be more patient. That is one. And not have like, not like, I mean, you should have high expectations, but not so high because your jaws are going to be dropped. They are going to be dropped, to be very honest. I mean, think about it. You need like some certain skills really to earn yeah. a certain amount of money. But you're coming in with like very little of those skills. So why do you expect an employer to pay you so much with so little? Because it's business. You need to bring yeah. in value to be paid a certain amount of money. So yes, they need to be like really, really patient. That is one. And two is, I think, research. I kind of feel like entry-level people can ask very interesting questions sometimes and very not-so-interesting questions sometimes, because I'm like, okay, that was so weird. But I mean, I'm a fan of, you know, ask questions, like like all of the ones. But you need to have media research, and probably you want some clarification to say, oh, so I read on this, I found this, but I need to be sure this is it. Not just actually asking questions without making your research, because really, if you learn to make research, it's going to really help you. Because the last question is literally around like making research, not like we all have everything in our head. You need to like ask Google like almost like half of the day really while doing your daily job. So I think more people need to be very keen on making research, finding answers, and then, you know, coming back to ask probably
other you ask more intelligence questions.
Exactly. And when you're able to like make research, you're able to come back and ask like more intelligent questions. Not the case of, so what is? I mean, ask Google what is, and then I can come up with it. So I think we want more of that. And I think that's it, basically. Patient research. More people should be very patient. More people should make research. And let me see if there's anything else. But really, for now, I think that's like the two key thing. I think we need more people doing. I mean, I already see like a lot of people documenting their learning experience, which I think is very fantastic and good.
Thanks for that. That makes a lot of sense. So is there anything newbies should not do?
One thing, don't skip the basics. Like, never. I was talking to someone yesterday, and then she was all like, oh my god, I don't like networking. I think I'm just going to. I'm like, no. You cannot just want to skip the basics.
Yeah.
You might actually scale through for a bit, but you're going to have to come back at long run. So why go further then you have to like come back when you can just like start from the basics? So one thing is, don't skip the basics. Like, it could take time, but try as much as possible to just stick with the basics and understand them as much as possible before moving to, you know, the next step. And
that's it. I think I remember during my undergrad, I was studying information and communication science, and every semester we had at least one course on networking, right? It wasn't from our department, it was like a borrowed course, but it was compulsory. And you know, I think 70% of the time I hated those courses. Sometimes because they were just so confusing, but sometimes it was because the lecturers might not have been their approach might not have been like very nice.
Like networking, like it's so complicated, but hey.
But the thing is, like, you don't even have to be so advanced in networking if you're not a networking specialist.
Like, just the basics, that is all you need, and then you're good. I mean, you're not trying to be a network engineer or some, you know.
Yeah, and when I was doing my MSc in cybersecurity, I was so glad that they put us through, that I was forced to do it. Because if I wasn't forced to do it, I probably wouldn't have done it. Because it really helped. It was like, how would I have done this if I didn't have this knowledge? And even, you know, after graduating, you know, when interviewing and getting it, eventually getting a role, like, that knowledge is something that forever, like...
forever. Like, you can't even run away from it. You can't even run away from it, so,
And at the point when I first realized was when we're doing this coursework, my MSc, and it has to do with secure network design. I mean, how do you do secure network design without understanding the basics of network? I had to explain some stuff to someone about, you know, IP addresses, subnetting, and all that stuff. And I was shocked. Like, the way I was explaining it, I was like, I didn't know I knew this much. I was like, wow.
I think for me, I because I didn't like it. I'm sure it was because of the approach, like the learning approach was so annoying. So I just let me not just have carryover, just pass and go. And then when I started working, I had to go back and take a networking course. Like, I'm like, oh no. So I just tell people, like, just be very patient and try to get the basics so you don't have to go back. Like,
it will help you a lot. Even if you manage to get your first role
exactly
and you skip some basics, right, it's going to come back and bite you. at some point.
And
it also makes you more valuable to your employer. So, you know, more value, more money, like you said before. Any advice for people looking for their first role, job hunting wise? I think there might be some overlap with what you've said already, but if there's anything new you want to say about that.
Looking for a first role, I think the most important thing is talk to people, right? It could be as little as starting from your community. And that's because sometimes, I mean, when people are trying to get into cybersecurity, they're just so focused on learning that they're never looking out for opportunities. It could be as little as probably like freelancing, you know, jobs, you know, graduate training programs, as the case may be. So it's a case of, you know, telling people in your community that, oh, hi guys, so I'm currently open to, you know, an internship opportunity or a graduate training program. Please let me know if you find anything. And because really, if you don't talk, like, nobody knows, to be honest. So, and yes, you need to make it very loud that, okay, I'm open to a certain role.
Yeah.
Right? So that really helps.
Yeah. And you need to, like, if you're in a position where, like, your name literally rings cybersecurity, like when someone sees or hears your name, cybersecurity comes to mind, or when someone, you know, comes across an opportunity in cybersecurity, your name comes to mind. That's, you know, that's a good spot to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I mean, this is where putting yourself out there to really helps. It sounds very, when I tell people that, I actually don't like the fact that I'm out there, to be very honest. People don't believe it, but no, I don't. But it was a case of being very strategic, because if you know what you want and you know how it works and what works for you, you need to be able to put in the work. Else, I'm just going to sit back and just keep hoping and hoping. And really, I don't want to hope, I just want to be there and just get the work done and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you're able to, like, put yourself out there. Trust me, it does, like, God, it works 100% of the time. I mean, you might not get it, like, after, like, a month or two, but when they start coming, it's going to be a case of, like, once it's, like, an opening, and like, oh, my God, I see this person on my feed talk about security. Let me reach out to him or her and see if, you know, they're interested in, like, this internship program or this junior-level role and stuff like that. So talk about it. Talk about what you do. It just gives you, like, a very good, you know, advantage, to be very honest. And, I mean, I've been to interviews where when I still, like, actively looking for a job after my first role, like, oh, you're saying that? I'm like, yes, I am. Like, oh, wow. I'm like, that's so awkward. But yeah, really, I mean, you can put yourself out there. I think another most important thing is, I feel like I've missed that part out, is writing. If you're getting into cybersecurity, if you can, please write and publish. I mean, thanks to Medium and LinkedIn, you don't even need to pay or do anything. You just need to write and post. And really, it doesn't have to be perfect. I go back to the blogs I wrote years ago, and then I just laugh at myself, like, oh, God. I feel like, oh, my God, this is so nice. This is so good. I'm like, what is so nice about this? What I've learned is, as someone starting out, you're learning, cybersecurity, and then in a very elementary or basic way. So you're able to document and communicate this in that term. If I decide to write about cybersecurity, I might end up using, like, some very technical jargons and then very, I don't know, very big techie word compared to if you as an entry-level person decide to just, you know, write about your experience, what you're currently learning. If I decide to write about DNS and then an entry-level person decides to write about DNS, trust me, the difference is going to be so, so much. And that's because they are coming from their own understanding, which is really, really valuable and helpful for other people trying to get in. And as much as we think we need to be technical, and that very key thing is being able to communicate, you know, these technical things to, let's say, the littlest people or people like zero or no skills about it, like, entirely. So if you're able to write, blog, please do, because I mean that's another way for you to build your portfolio, really. I mean, you can't write about what you don't know.
Yeah.
Well, most times you can't. Well, if you do, it's very obvious you're writing. So
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's
it. Thanks for that. It's very interesting. So what plans do you have for the future? Like, what does the future look like for you?
The future looks like money. Long and short. The future does look like money. That is it. But really, the future just looks like I want to make this money we're talking about in cybersecurity. That's what the future looks like. But I mean, on a serious note, I think for me, I want to, I don't know how, but I'm looking forward to, having a non-conventional cybersecurity role. Really, I don't know what that is, but yeah, I think that's what I'm looking forward to, really, and that's what I have in my future plans. But yeah, let's see how it goes.
That should be interesting. Non-conventional, if it's non-conventional, it just means it's something new and exciting, something that people haven't really done. So yeah, that
Well,
should be
maybe
interesting.
it could be like people are doing it, but the way, 3 years, 4 years ago, the only thing you could hear about was, I want to be a hacker. People didn't
Yeah.
even think about incident response, GRC, malware analysis, all those stuff. But I think now people are like, being aware about, the different roles and trying to explore. But I feel like there are still this, what's it called, roles that are hidden somewhere. And people
Yeah.
are doing it, but because they just do their stuff and then just go to sleep, so you don't even know about them. And I
Yeah.
mean, with people like me, if I get to be in that position, I'm going to say, oh my God, so there's a role called, oh wow. Yeah, and stuff like that,
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, there are people that do in cybersecurity so wide that you have people that do behavioral science,
Right. I mean,
like,
stuff like that.
yeah, cybersecurity marketing. There's lots of like different areas in cybersecurity that you could explore that your previous experience would actually be very, very useful. You just
Yeah,
don't know it yet.
exactly. So these are kind of things I'm looking forward to anyway. So yeah.
Yeah. So what do you have to say to people feeling demotivated right now? They feel like, I don't feel like doing this. I'm tired. All my energy is gone. I can't do this.
First is you're not alone because I think it's a feeling a lot of people have, even if we don't really talk about it. And I say this because I was talking to a lot of people. I've had to vent some couple of times. I'm like, oh God, do I really want to do this? And the question is, oh yes, I want to do it. I think first thing you need to ask yourself is, do I really want to do this? Why am I doing this? And if the answer is still yes, just take a break. Take a step back, do something different, and then go back to it. I mean, I've had to take break from a full-time job and volunteer fully just because I was like, I tried just needed that break out
Yeah.
of like the regular, office work and all of that. So yes, we are all in this together. And just need to like be able to take a break, take a step back, relax, and then yeah, come back. So I mean, the job will always wait for you if you think about it. So
Yeah. Is there anything that is more specific to people that are learning? So maybe you are not in a cybersecurity job yet, but you're learning cybersecurity and you just reached that point where it's like, very tough, and you're not feeling very motivated.
For people like me, the tough bit or the tough part is always going to come because I think there's always that point you get to, you're like, I mean, what am I even doing? Am I even doing the right thing? Am I making the right decision? But I just want them to know that there's so much opportunity waiting for them, right? And you just need to be able to put in the work. As long as you put in the work, you're going to like it shouldn't be die. Like I'm so sure that you are going to reap the food because I mean it's not like anybody had it easy starting out. Everybody had to push hard as much as they can, and that's why when I talk to people, I like to tell them that I mean it's not like we are perfect or we know it all. We just try to push and learn and talk to people and like tap into people's energy as much as we can when we feel like, oh God, I don't want to do this anymore. Because even despite the fact that you're learning, you think, oh God, I can't do this. Even people that are working actually are feeling like, oh God, I can't do this. So it's more like we're trying like on the same boat sometimes really. So you just need to be able to really just keep pushing as much as you can because trust me, everybody had it hard, maybe not as hard as you actually currently having it, but everybody just has that phase for them while trying to get to cybersecurity or who are currently in cybersecurity. So yeah, don't give up. If you need to
Yeah.
talk to people, yeah, talk to people if that helps, to be very honest, because and that's why I like to share my and that's why I like to share my low points in case of when I fail exams, because people think, ah, this person, God, I mean she has it like all covered. Oh my God, she just wakes up one day, take an exam. I'm like, you wish. Like you wish. I mean, it's literally like a struggle, but I mean you just need to look at where you're going to and think about the fact that you need to put in the work to get there. So yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. So how do you advise people to take the most advantage of courses or programs, especially Psychia?
The thing is, I think Psyche already have like a very mapped out strategy or plan for learners, right? So it's a case of learn at your own pace, right? Know what works for you, because I think one of the major challenge is not even understanding yourself as a person. If you can't learn for 2 hours, you don't have to push yourself for 2 hours, to be very honest, because it's going to be as good as you're wasting your time. Personally, I know my learning limits. I was telling someone yesterday how there was a point I was studying for 20 minutes in a day, and they're like, how? I'm like, yes, because at that point that was what was working for me, and I was not really trying so hard to push to 3 hours, because it would be a case of, I get all of the stuff for 20 minutes and then the next 2.5 hours is like wasted. So why would I
Wasted,
waste 2.5 hours? I'd rather just sleep, really. So try to, no, really, just try to maximize the platform as much as you can, but know what works for you, your learning methodology. If you think 30 minutes, 20 minutes works for any day, don't feel pressured to learn 5 hours every day if you cannot. Really, it's not a marathon. Like, just learn at your own pace. And also, don't try to learn from so much, I mean, sources at the same time. If you decide to stick with Psycare, just stick with it, follow it through, and then you can probably just go ahead with other platform or other learning resources you want to get a hang of. So yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Like this is a gold mine that you've dropped a lot of very interesting things that I think our students are going to benefit from. Thank you. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Elliot.
There's one more thing though. There's one more thing. So, can you say go Psychia?
Oh, that is small. So where does that come? I just say go psyche, and that's it.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, one, two, go. Go psyche. Does
Thanks,
that
thanks.
work?
Yeah, there's
Okay.
one other thing. Is there
How
anything
many
else?
more do you have?
This is the last one. I should have asked this one before the go Psychia one, but
Oh, okay.
Is there anything else that maybe I didn't ask that you feel that you want, students to know?
Let me think. I feel like I've said so much. I don't know what I've said again or what I've not said. Okay, I think one thing is, okay, I'm not going to say this, right? So one strategy of trying to grow, start your career and grow, is to be able to have, should I say, a roadmap, right? And this is a case of, I mean, it's not you being planning for next 10 years, 15 years to 3 years. No, that's not the case. It's a case of, okay, I'm just getting into cybersecurity, and I think my first role, I want to be a SOC analyst, for example. And you go online and see what are those skills required for a SOC analyst, and then you make your research, have like a note and write those skills. That's like five, six, seven skills together, and say, oh, okay, for me to be a SOC analyst, I need to know how to use this tool. I need to know how to do this, and then map out a plan to say, for the next 2 months, 3 months, I want to be able to have the skills, right? And really, what that helps you do is you're able to keep track of your learning, and also you're able to be very strategic about your first role. So that way, it's not a case of you're learning different things, different skills that doesn't amount to really any role, because I think that's what happens to a lot of entry-level people. So if you know that your first role, you're going to be a SOC analyst, and you already map out like the skills needed, and then five skills, you say, oh, for next 6 months, I need to like learn all these five skills, and then you're very focused on those five skills. It really helps. And that way, while you're building like your CV, you can say, oh, I have learned, one, two, three. And also that way, if you're making like research on like some certain things, some certain information, you're focused on probably the tool and the skill, and that just like makes like more sense rather than trying to learn one of the skills, two of that skills, three of that skills, and then you're like, oh, okay, so what role can I even take on as an entry level person? So yeah, that's it.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Keeping your learning focused and maximizing the time. But yeah, that still comes after, like, of course, learning the basics of cybersecurity, because you can't
Yeah,
skip the
sure, absolutely.
basics.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so once, after the basics, you can then be more focused in your learning. Yeah, thanks a lot for that. I think I can stop the recording now.